Chapter 14. Be honest in all things. We wish to conduct ourselves honestly in all things. Hebrews 13:18. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question. How does Jehovah feel when he sees us working hard to be honest? As a boy walks home from school one day, he finds a wallet full of money on the ground. What will he do? He could keep it, but instead he returns the wallet to its owner. When the boy's mother hears about what he did, she is very proud of him. Most parents are happy when their children are honest. Our Heavenly Father, Jehovah, is the God of truth, and it makes Him happy when we are honest. Psalm 31:5. We want to please Him and conduct ourselves honestly in all things. Hebrews 13:18. Let's discuss four areas of life in which honesty can be a challenge. Then we will consider some of the benefits that will come when we meet that challenge. Honesty with ourselves. Paragraphs 3 to 5. Question A. How could we be dishonest with ourselves? Question B. What will help us to be honest with ourselves? To be honest with others, we must first be honest with ourselves. This is not always easy. In the first century, brothers in the congregation of Laodicea fooled themselves into thinking that they were pleasing God when in reality they were not. We too could deceive ourselves about the kind of person we really are. The disciple James explained, "If any man thinks he is a worshiper of God but does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he is deceiving his own heart, and his worship is futile." James 1:26. We would be deceiving ourselves if we thought that as long as we did some good things, God would not care if we were rude or sarcastic or if we told lies. What can help us to avoid deceiving ourselves? When we look in a mirror, we can see what we look like on the outside. When we read the Bible, we can see who we are on the inside. The Bible can help us to know both our strengths and our weaknesses. We learn what changes we need to make in the way we think, act, and speak. James 1, 23-25 reads, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, this one is like a man looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, and he goes away and immediately forgets what sort of person he is. But the one who peers into the perfect law that belongs to freedom and continues in it has become not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. And he will be happy in what he does." But if we tell ourselves that we do not have any flaws, then we cannot make the necessary improvements. So we need to use the Bible to look at ourselves honestly. Prayer also helps us to see ourselves as we really are. We can ask Jehovah in prayer to examine us and help us see our flaws so that we can correct them. We remember that Jehovah detests a devious person, but his close friendship is with the upright. Proverbs 3:32. Honesty in the family. Paragraph 6. Question. Why should a husband and a wife be honest with each other? Honesty is absolutely essential in the family. When a husband and a wife are open with each other, they feel secure and can really trust each other. Dishonesty in marriage can take many forms. For example, a married person could become involved in flirting or pornography or could secretly develop a romantic relationship with someone. Notice what the psalmist said. "I do not associate with deceitful men, and I avoid those who hide what they are." Psalm 26:4. If you are dishonest with your mate, even in your thoughts, it will harm your marriage. Paragraphs 7 and 8. Question. How can you use the Bible to teach children the value of honesty? Children also need to learn that honesty is important. Parents can use the Bible to teach them this. It contains bad examples of people who were dishonest. Achan, who became a thief. Gehazi, who lied in order to get money, and Judas, who stole money and later betrayed Jesus for 30 silver coins. The Bible also contains many good examples of people who were honest. Jacob, who urged his sons to return the money they had found. Jephthah and his daughter, who kept a promise to God. And Jesus, who was honest even in difficult situations. These examples can help children to understand the value of honesty. Paragraph 9. Question. How will it help children if their parents are honest? Parents can learn from this important Bible principle. Do you, however, the one teaching someone else, not teach yourself? You, the one preaching, do not steal. Do you steal? Romans 2:21. Children know when their parents say one thing but do another. If we tell our children to be honest, but we are not honest ourselves, they will be confused. If children notice that their parents lie, even about small things, they will probably do the same. Luke 16:10 reads, "The person faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and the person unrighteous in what is least is unrighteous also in much." On the other hand, when children see that their parents are honest, it may help them to be trustworthy parents when they have children of their own. Honesty in the congregation. Paragraph 10. Question. How can we be honest in our conversations with fellow Christians? We also need to be honest with our Christian brothers and sisters. It is easy for everyday conversation to turn into gossip, even slander. If we repeat something without knowing whether it is true, we might be spreading lies. It is far better to control our lips. Being honest does not mean that we have to say everything we think, know, or have heard. Even if what we are about to say is true, it may be none of our business, or it may be unnecessary and unkind to repeat it. Some people make excuses for being rude by saying, "I'm just being honest." But as Jehovah's people, we always want our words to be gracious and kind. Colossians 4:6 reads, "Let your words always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should answer each person." Paragraphs 11 and 12. Question A. How can a person who has sinned make matters worse by being dishonest about it? Question B. What are some questions we might ask? Question C. How can we be honest with Jehovah's organization? Jehovah has assigned elders the responsibility of helping the congregation. It is easier for the elders to help us when we are honest with them. Why? If you were sick and you went to a doctor for help, would you hide some of your symptoms from him? If you did that, how could he help you? In a similar way, if we made a serious mistake, we should not lie about it. Instead, we should go to the elders and talk honestly about it. Now imagine a different situation. What if you found out that your friend had made a serious mistake? Would you say, "If I'm really his friend, I will keep it a secret"? Or would you remember that the elders are there to give him the help he needs so that he can repair and strengthen his relationship with Jehovah? We also need to be honest with Jehovah's organization when we fill out reports, such as when we report our activity in the ministry. And we are honest when we apply to pioneer or to do any other form of service. Proverbs 6:16-19 reads, "There are six things that Jehovah hates, yes, seven things that he detests: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart plotting wicked schemes, and feet that run quickly to evil, a false witness who lies with every breath, and anyone sowing contentions among brothers." Paragraph 13. Question. How can we be honest if we do business with a fellow Christian? Christian brothers and sisters need to keep business matters separate from worship. For example, We do not do business while we are at the Kingdom Hall or in the ministry, and we don't take advantage of our brothers or sisters in business matters. If you employ witnesses, pay your workers on time, give them the amount you promised, and provide any benefits required by law. These might include medical insurance or paid time off. And if you are employed by a fellow witness, do not expect special treatment. Make sure to work the agreed amount of time and to do the work you are paid to do. Paragraph 14. Question. What should Christians do before they go into business together? What if we go into business with a brother or a sister? This might involve an investment or a loan. In situations such as these, there is a very useful Bible principle. Put everything in writing. When the prophet Jeremiah bought some land, he wrote two copies of the agreement, had one copy signed by witnesses, and stored both documents for future reference. Some feel that writing an agreement down could make it seem as if they do not trust their brother. But in reality, writing down the agreement can prevent many misunderstandings, disappointments, and disagreements. Even in business matters, remember that the peace of the congregation is more important than any business deal.
End note 30. Business and legal matters. In most cases, when disagreements are handled promptly and peaceably, they do not need to become major issues. For all Christians, their first priority should be to bring glory to Jehovah and keep the congregation united. If Christians have a disagreement over a business matter, they should try to settle it without taking each other to court. 1 Corinthians 6, 1-8 records the Apostle Paul's counsel concerning lawsuits between Christians. Taking our brother to court could reflect badly on Jehovah and on the congregation. At Matthew 18, 15-17, three steps are listed that Christians should follow to settle such serious accusations as slander or fraud. 1. They should first try to settle the matter between themselves. 2. If that doesn't work, they can ask one or two mature members of the congregation for help. 3. Then, if necessary, they can turn the matter over to the body of elders to handle. If the situation reaches that point, the elders will use Bible principles to try to help all involved to reach a peaceful agreement. If certain individuals involved are not willing to follow Bible standards, it may be necessary for the congregation elders to take judicial action. There are some situations in which a lawsuit may be legally necessary, perhaps situations involving divorce, child custody, alimony, insurance compensation, bankruptcy, or wills. If a Christian uses such legal means to settle the matter as peaceably as he can, he is not violating Paul's counsel. If a serious crime is involved, such as rape, child abuse, assault, major theft, or murder, then a Christian who reports such a crime to the secular authorities does not violate Paul's counsel. End of endnote.
Honesty in the secular world. Paragraph 15. Question. How does Jehovah feel about dishonest business practices? We must be honest with everyone, including those who are not Jehovah's Witnesses. It is important to Jehovah that we be honest. Dishonest scales are detestable to Jehovah, but an accurate weight brings pleasure to Him. Proverbs 11:1. In Bible times, scales were often used in business transactions. But some merchants cheated their customers by giving them less than they had agreed to, or by making them pay more than they should have paid. Today, as in Bible times, dishonesty is very common in business. And just as Jehovah hated dishonesty then, He hates it today. Paragraphs 16 and 17. Question. What common forms of dishonesty do we need to avoid? All of us face situations where we could be dishonest, such as applying for a job, filling out government forms, or taking exams in school. Many believe that there is nothing wrong with lying, exaggerating, or giving misleading answers. This does not surprise us. The Bible foretold that in the last days of this system, people would be lovers of themselves lovers of money, without love of goodness. 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. Sometimes it may seem that dishonest people succeed in today's world. A Christian may even lose his job, be cheated out of money, or get treated badly at work because of his honesty. But honesty is worth any sacrifice. Why? The blessings of being honest. Paragraph 18. Question. Why is a good reputation so valuable? A reputation as an honest, trustworthy, and reliable person is precious and rare in this world. Each of us has the opportunity to build such a reputation. True, some people may make fun of you for being honest and call you foolish, but others will appreciate your honesty and will trust you because of it. All around the world, Jehovah's Witnesses are known for their honesty. Some employers prefer to hire witnesses because they know that they will be honest. And when other employees have been fired for dishonesty, witnesses have often kept their jobs. Paragraph 19. Question. How will being honest affect your friendship with Jehovah? Being honest in all things will give you a good conscience and peace of mind. We can be like Paul, who wrote, "We trust we have an honest conscience." Hebrews 13:18. Most important, your loving Father Jehovah will notice and appreciate your efforts to be honest in all things. Psalm 15:1 and 2 reads, "O Jehovah, who may be a guest in your tent? Who may reside in your holy mountain? The one who is walking faultlessly, practicing what is right, and speaking the truth in his heart." Proverbs 22:1 reads, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth. To be respected is better than silver and gold." Bible Principles. 1. We live in a dishonest world. They speak lies to one another and speak with deceitful hearts. Psalm 12:2. What can help us to be honest with ourselves? Psalm 31:5 and Hebrews 13:18. Jehovah wants us to be honest with ourselves and others. Psalm 139, 23 and 24, and James 1, 23-25. Prayer and Bible reading can help us to see ourselves as we really are and to make changes. 2. Honesty in the family brings peace and unity. "I avoid those who hide what they are." Psalm 26:4. Why is honesty important in the family? Proverbs 6:16-19. Honesty within the family builds trust. Family members need to be honest with one another, even when it is difficult. Proverbs 22:6 and Ephesians 6:4. When children see that their parents are honest, it becomes easier for them to be honest. 3. Honesty benefits the congregation. Jehovah detests a devious person, but his close friendship is with the upright. Proverbs 3:32. Why is it important to be honest with our brothers and sisters in the congregation? Proverbs 10:19 and Colossians 4:6. We always want to speak truth, but our words should be gracious and kind. Leviticus 5:1, Hebrews 13:17, and James 5:14 and 15. When we are honest with the congregation elders, they can help us. Jeremiah 32:9 through 12 and Ephesians 6:5 through 8. If we do business with our brothers and sisters, we must be completely honest, treat them fairly, and keep our agreements. 4. Being honest always benefits us. A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth. Proverbs 22:1. In what other areas of life do we need to be honest? Psalm 37:21, Matthew 22:17 through 21, Romans 13:1 through 7, and Ephesians 4:25 and 28. We are honest when dealing with our employer, when handling business matters, when taking school exams, and when filling out forms, such as tax returns or government documents. Why is honesty better than material riches? Psalm 15:1 and 2, Proverbs 11:1, and 1 Timothy 6:9 and 10. A reputation as an honest and reliable person is very valuable. Honesty helps us to have a good conscience. Jehovah appreciates every effort we make to be honest.